your screen.
So good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. I'm calling to order the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing to order at 4:01 p.m. on April 13th, 2023. Commissioners present today are Nikita Burns, myself, Sharon Cayley, Kirsten Hoffman, and Helen Pillsbury. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the July 16th, 2022 amendment, extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31st, 2023. We are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to deliberations of the district, Aberdeen Conservation District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone or video conferencing. This hearing is being recorded. All further conversations between commissioners should be audible to the public in attendance until the hearing has adjourned. Are there any media or elected officials currently present? If so, please state your name and title and affiliation. Seeing none, members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. So today on the agenda, the first order of business is a design review, and that will be for application 2307-0781 for 85 Sutherland Road. And the proposed work is to alter previously approved entryway vestibule design. And I will hand it over to the applicant.
All right, Derek and David, do you want to introduce yourselves? And is there anyone else here for your team?
Yeah, we've got Dramatai as well.
Okay.
On the project. My name is Derek Rubinoff, Derek Rubinoff Architect. It's great to see everybody, and thanks everyone for your time. I'm joined by David Lapidus, who is the owner of Octagon Property Management, which owns the property. And Dror Amatai is also part of our team here at Derek Rubinoff Architect, as I just mentioned. Do you want me to share a screen, or should we go with what's on the screen right now? It's the same document, so.
Sure. Why don't I go, and then if we need to get more detail, I'll turn it over to you. But do you want me to go to the next page?
Yeah, sure. Just to recap, we already were approved essentially for this project, both by the zoning board and your conservation district there. Last year, I think it was, or maybe a little longer ago. And what changed this time is that the project scope is to replace the existing canopy, which is from the building originally from 1965. We were originally going to replace it with a longer or wider left to right canopy that was going to have a storage room. And if you look at that top right photograph that you have up there right now, where that white stripe there is on that half wall to the left of the door, that was going to become a door into a storage room, basically a mail room, if you will, where mm-hmm. mailboxes were going to be for the postman, and also storage lockers for Amazon and FedEx and such were going to be in there as well. And the project had been to replace the entire canopy and its supports and then add that room to the left. Now, what we've done since is due to budget issues, we've decided to eliminate the storage room, and we'll just have the storage lockers outside on the right here. And the canopy will be rebuilt, but not as long left to right as was originally proposed. And so if we skip to actually page 14 for a minute, last page.
Good. Oh, yeah.
The very last page. So that one there, you can see a comparison between what had been proposed last time and what's being proposed this time. So left, you have a green and purple diagram. And the purple, or the eggplant, is what was proposed, what you approved last time around. And you could see there was this, at the bottom left of that, there was a wide or a larger square of purple, which is where this mailroom was going to be. And now the green, you can see the mailroom's not there anymore. And the canopy is not as wide. It's a little bit higher. It's a little bit higher. So on the right, you can see at the top right, computer model of the existing conditions. And then the second row on the right is what Landmarks and the zoning board and everybody, ISD, approved last time around. And at the bottom, you can see that it's gotten narrower, doesn't have the room on the left, and is just a little bit higher. The top of the roof is a little bit higher, kind of extruded up a little bit higher. So now if we go back, I guess, to page 2 or 3 of the proposal. There's a demo plan. Let's go to the next page here. We are replacing the front door, by the way. We are taking off the existing canopy entirely. As I mentioned here, this is a roof plan, demolition roof plan. Let's go to the next slide, please. Demolition elevation. And we're adjusting some of the bricked areas there. We're demolishing that little half wall that's along the sidewalk that's in line with the door there in this view. Let's go to the next. Yep, okay, so here's the proposed plan. So instead of having the an enclosed mailroom on the left per the previous scheme, instead we have 2 furred out wall exterior walls that are open to the outside. One on the left here is for mailboxes, and the one on the right is for the lockers for FedEx, et cetera. And at the bottom of that plan there, there's still a proposed bench and such. And then we're replacing the, same as last time, we're replacing the front door and the side light. And let's go to the next. Next slide. Yep, great. This is ceiling plan, so we'll have some recessed lights in this area. And it'll be a tongue and groove cedar ceiling. And let's go to the next slide. This is a roof plan. The existing landscaping will remain as it is this time around. Let's go to the next plan. Great. Okay, so here are elevations and sections. Again, the thrust of the project is that the existing vestibule where the mailboxes are right now inside the vestibule, it gets very, very cluttered there. And there have been a lot of problems with packages getting stolen and so forth for both 85 Sutherland and also the building next door, which is co-owned, the one that's to the left of this building. Again, the thrust of the project is to give the tenants a secure place to receive these packages. So I think these views are pretty self-explanatory. Let's go to the next slide, please. Yep. Again, some more sections. And I think the perspectives probably in the next slide, maybe, or some details. Let's see what we have. Okay, these are good. These are useful. So we'll have a metal clad black canopy that will have, instead of having a kind of a Batman shape like the existing one does, it'll be the parapet. It'll have a slight parapet, which will make it look level from the street. And you can see the walls are clad with a hardy plank material. And then there are horizontal metal bars that create a screen effect. We'll have the 85 number, just as we did in the previous design, and a bench at the bottom of that. And then for the wall on the left above the Amazon lockers, we'll have, again, a repeat of that same metal screen at the top, just under the canopy there on the right. The existing windows have already been changed to that black color per a previous Landmarks approval. So the black accents of this design will tie into that. Let's go to the next slide. So ignore the top left. That's the bottom right that we're going to be using. The James Hardy Artisan Square Channel siding, 9-inch exposure. It's going to be a white color like that, and that'll tie in with the white stripes that are on this building. The building doesn't really have much design to it. It's from 1965, and I think we're all familiar with these very simple apartment buildings that were built at the time. They seem to be all over in Boston. And we're actually trying to make those incidental white stripes that are on the 1965 building seem a little more purposeful by adding stronger white and black elements to this design. Yep. Good. Let's see, are there any additional pages here? Yep, we're back to this one. So happy to answer any questions.
And Nikita, Ed Bredenberg has joined us.
Fantastic. How are you, Ed?
Great.
I remember. Go ahead, please.
I was running late today. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. So let me just add that. And I'm just really quick. Ed, you're all set, right? You're an official member?
I am.
Okay, perfect. Great. All right. So we're going to move on to the commission discussion. I would hope that folks can save any comments if you're in the public. We'll give you an opportunity to ask questions after the deliberations for the committee.
I have a couple questions, if I could. Nikita. Thank you. In terms of this new material, the Hardy planking, was that part of the was that part of the original design, or is that a new material being introduced in this design?
That was part of the previous approval that was given as well.
So we already have approved, including that material. And we already you mentioned the door being replaced. Was that part of the previous so we've already approved the new door replacement?
It was part of the previous approval.
Okay. So is it correct then that you are just slightly redesigning what you were previously proposing, but that it includes pretty much the same materials and elements and sort of design shapes as the previous proposal?
You're 100% correct.
Okay, thank you. And will those lockers, how visible will they be? They seem like you're kind of trying to enclose them. You have that screening. I'm just curious, like how visible and kind of what they will look like.
Yeah, they're not going to be visible for people walking up the street. They may be a little bit visible to people walking down the street, down the slope there. But keep in mind, that area in that vestibule is going to be shaded most of the time, in shade most of the time. So I don't really think your eye is going to go there. I mean, you might glance over to the left as you're walking by them and think, oh, okay, there's some lockers there, but they're really, you'd have to kind of look for them, and only in certain angles will you see them.
And because of kind of this kind of pulling back of the plan, will there actually be some of the greenery like still in place that would have been replaced by that door that was that room that's going to be, or was the landscaping not really affected by the either plan?
Well, the previous scheme was more involved, was wider, and affected the existing planters on either side reduced the amount of planter on either side, and this scheme almost entirely keeps them about the same size. I think the one on the right is the same size, and the one on the left is only slightly disturbed. So there was less reason to upset the existing plantings.
So with this plan, we're actually preserving a little more plantings than the previous.
Yeah, we're really preserving the existing plantings.
Thank you.
David, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but
No, it's 100% right.
It's everything except for like 2 feet on the left side.
Okay, so that's preserving green area is a good thing. Thank you.
Are there any other comments from a commissioner?
If I may, I was wondering about the Amazon lockers. Is there a picture? Are those bright yellow Amazon lockers, sort of like what used to be in the 7-Eleven on the corner? Is that what's going in there?
I the samples I've seen are not bright yellow, so I'm not familiar with those. These are.
David, do you mind if I answer that?
Yeah, go for it.
So we weren't going for a specific Amazon approved locker, right? It's just a locker that can be used by Amazon. It's not going to be a bright yellow, that's for sure. It's going to be a neutral color.
Okay, so they're not official Amazon lockers.
No,
it's a door that's still to be determined, but whatever it is going to. Right now, the stuff that we're looking at is all. Not yellow, that's for sure. I'm sure I have some documents around here. They're designed to sort of fit in with a apartment building, so they're not the really gauche colors or anything like that.
Gotcha.
The ones I've been looking at. Yeah.
Gotcha. So this won't be an Amazon pickup location. This would just be for.
It's just from the residents, is the if that's what you're asking. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. No, that answers my question. I didn't know if they were the official Amazon lockers. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other comments from the commission?
Nikita, I would just add that Helen pretty much covered all of the questions I might have had. It looks like the design alterations are. Quite appropriate for the building and the siding. So thank you, Helen, for covering everything.
I agree. And I also appreciate Ed's comments as well about the color of the lockers, because nobody wants to see a bright yellow blaring out at them.
You're right about that.
So if there are no more comments from the commission, we'll move on to public comment. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions, provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform, and we will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. So public comment is now open.
I'm just going to check my email. I don't think there's any members of the public here, but let me, if there are, please raise your hand. Okay. No, I'm not getting no email messages, and no one's raising their hand.
Great. So we'll close public comment and move on to the voting portion. So is there a motion from a commissioner? I will propose a motion that we approve the application as submitted. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? I'm not hearing any. Okay. So application 230781 has been approved.
Great. Thank you so much. Hope everyone enjoys this beautiful day.
Thank you for your time, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Great. So we'll move on to the second item on the agenda, which is the ratification of March 9th, 2023 public hearing minutes. I believe, is there any questions or comments from the commission about those minutes from our last meeting?
No.
Awesome. So we will open that up to a vote. Is there a motion from a commissioner?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the meeting minutes.
I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And is there any nays? Nope. So the March 9th, 2023 public hearing minutes have been ratified. And I will pass it back to Joseph. Thank you again, Joseph, for taking over for Nick today.
Sure. Thank you for having me. It's nice to see some commissioners I've worked with before, and welcome to Ed. Hopefully we'll meet in person sometime. My only staff update is, you may have heard, but the governor has extended our ability to hold remote hearings until March 31st, 2025. So we anticipate that we will be continuing in this format until then.
And should I just update my meeting script to say March?
Oh, yes. Yep. Please.
Because I have the old one from March 2023.
Yes. So it was adopted. It was signed by the governor on March 29th, 2023, mm-hmm. and it extends until March 31st, 2025.
Okay. Awesome. Sounds good to me. All right. And that was the only update? Perfect. So we can move to adjourn. Is there a motion from a commissioner?
I'll make a motion.
Fantastic. I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I'm not hearing any nays. And the meeting has now adjourned.
Great. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Happy spring.
See you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.